Buying or selling a property is a significant financial transaction, and for most people, it's one of the most substantial investments they'll make in their lifetime. When engaging in the real estate market, many individuals seek the assistance of a real estate agent to navigate the complexities of the process. However, one aspect that often raises questions and sparks debates is the commission structure that agents charge for their services. Are real estate agent commissions justified, or do they lean towards being excessive? In this blog post, we will delve into the topic and explore both perspectives. Understanding real estate agent commissions. Real estate agent commissions are typically calculated as a percentage of the final sale price of a property. The industry standard can vary, but it often ranges from 3% to 10% of the sale price. The commission is typically split between the buyer's agent and the seller's agent, with each receiving a percentage of the total commission. Justifications for real estate agent commissions. Expertise and experience. Real estate agents possess in-depth knowledge of the local market, including current trends, pricing, and negotiations. Their expertise can help sellers determine the optimal listing price and assist buyers in finding suitable properties within their budget. The commission compensates agents for their industry knowledge and experience. Marketing and advertising. Selling a property requires effective marketing and advertising strategies. Real estate agents invest their time and resources in promoting properties through various channels, including real estate database, RED, listings, open houses, print advertising, and social media campaigns. The commission covers these marketing expenses. Time and effort. Buying or selling a property involves numerous time-consuming tasks, such as property showings, paperwork, negotiations, and coordinating with other parties like lenders and lawyers. Real estate agents dedicate considerable time and effort to ensure a smooth transaction, acting as intermediaries between buyers and sellers. Risk and liability. Real estate agents assume a level of risk and liability throughout the buying or selling process. They are responsible for ensuring that all legal and regulatory requirements are met, contracts are drafted accurately, and the transaction proceeds smoothly. Commissions help mitigate these risks and protect agents from potential legal and financial consequences. Critiques of real estate agent commissions. High costs. The percentage-based commission structure can result in significant costs, especially for high-priced properties. Critics argue that the fees are disproportionate to the effort and time invested by agents, leading to inflated prices and diminished returns for sellers. They believe that commissions should be based on a fairer valuation of the services provided. Lack of transparency. Me argue that real estate agent commissions lack transparency, making it difficult for consumers to understand the breakdown of costs and services covered. This opacity can lead to skepticism and a perception that agents are overcharging for their services. Evolving technology. The rise of technology and online platforms has made certain aspects of the real estate process more accessible to consumers. Critics contend that the role of real estate agents has diminished in certain areas, and thus, the traditional commission structure may not align with the changing landscape. Varying effort and quality. Critics claim that not all real estate agents provide the same level of service and effort. As commissions are typically based on the sale price, there may be less incentive for agents to put in the same level of effort for lower-priced properties, potentially leaving some sellers at a disadvantage. I often encounter potential sellers who express their concerns about the high commissions charged by real estate agents in Uganda, particularly when dealing with high-value properties. They question whether an agent should be paid hundreds of millions if the property's price reaches billions. In response, I explain that selling properties in the billion range can be considerably more challenging due to the limited pool of potential buyers. Marketing such properties requires extensive efforts and resources, including targeting a niche market and employing specialized strategies. The substantial payment to the agent is justified by the complexities, plus the pressure from landlords, and unique demands associated with selling higher-priced properties. Ultimately, it reflects the specialized expertise and the dedicated efforts required to successfully market and close transactions in this segment of the market. Conclusion: real estate agent commissions continue to be a subject of debate, with valid arguments on both sides. While some justify the commissions as fair compensation for the expertise, time, and effort agents invest, others argue that the structure can be excessive and lacks transparency. As the industry evolves and consumers become more empowered by technology, it's important to reassess the commission structure and explore alternative options that may better align with the changing landscape.